This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
A province-wide advocacy group working on behalf of adults with eating disorders recently met with the British Columbia Minister of Health. The meeting coincided with the government's review of services available at the community level in BC's health authorities. Eating disorders have the highest mortality rate of all mental illnesses, with 10 to 20% of people affected dying from complications. The Advocacy for Adults with Eating Disorders group told BC's health minister that there aren't enough supports or treatment options for people struggling with eating disorders in the province. We're joined on the phone by Molly, a member of the advocacy group who is struggling with an eating disorder.
Welcome to People First Radio, Molly.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You've been struggling with an eating disorder. Tell us about your experiences and how this all began.
For me, it started when I was in university. I was studying music and I had an injury that prevented me from continuing playing my instrument. And I was in excruciating pain and I developed depression along with the pain. And I think for me that my eating disorder developed to cope with the depression. It's a maladaptive coping mechanism, obviously, but I think that's how my eating disorder started for me.
Did you reach out for help? And what happened? Or did it take some time before you were able to do that?
At the time when I first started having problems with the chronic pain, I did start seeing a psychiatrist at the time. My eating disorder it slowly started in. So I think at the time I was more getting support for the depression primarily. But it was something that was developing.
What are some of the blocks that you've encountered along the way that may be preventing your return to wellness?
I think it's a really complicated illness. And I think that for me, at least, I suffer, as I mentioned, I suffer from depression and anxiety and an eating disorder. So between all of those illnesses, they all interact with each other. And for me, and I think a lot of sufferers, there's sort of what we would call the eating disorder voice. And so part of my brain, it's the rational side and knows that this is not healthy. But then I have another side of my brain, the eating disorder voice, that says the direct opposite. And it's kind of a constant battle of battling that. So it's not only just trying to get the help, it's dealing with that voice in my head. And so some of the roadblocks, I guess, would be just right now for myself, I'm finding it hard to get the resources for the treatment for my eating disorder in my own community. So that has been a challenge.
How are you doing now in a broader sense in this struggle with an eating disorder?
It's something that is with me every day, and I'm still struggling with it, and it's sort of become part of my life in a sense, and it has been a part of my life for the past 10 years or so. So it's an ongoing battle, and it's an ongoing battle to try to get the appropriate help for treating the eating disorder.
People First Radio is a program about people, the society in which we live, and the issues related to health and wellness. coming to you on CHOY 101.7 FM and streaming at CHOY.ca.
There are many social, family, and individual factors that can influence the development of an eating disorder. Individuals who are struggling with their identity and self-image can be at risk, as well as those who have experienced a traumatic event. Eating disorders have the highest mortality rate of all mental illnesses, with 10% to 20% of people affected eventually dying from complications. Eating disorders cross cultural, racial, and socioeconomic boundaries and affect both men and women. If you need more help or more information about eating disorders, contact the National Eating Disorder Information Center at phone number 1-866-633-4220. That's 1-866-633-4220. I'll repeat that phone number at the end of this interview. Representatives for the Advocacy Group for Adults with Eating Disorders in BC met with the Provincial Minister of Health on January 12, 2012. They presented three major concerns about treatment for adults in British Columbia over the age of 24 who are struggling with eating disorders. The group asked for a review of care offered at St. Paul's Hospital in Vancouver, shared concerns about inaccessibility, unavailability, or inappropriateness of services in outlying communities, and identified the need for funding out-of-province or out-of-country treatment if required. We're speaking with Molly, who is struggling with an eating disorder herself. She's also a member of the advocacy group for adults with eating disorders in BC.
Molly, you were at that meeting with the Minister of Health. How did it go?
The meeting was, it was actually a really positive experience. The minister really listened to what we had to say, and he was very genuine in listening to our concerns, and he asked questions, and I really felt like our voices were heard. And I think so often our voices aren't heard, so it was really empowering to have the health minister actually hear us speak about the concerns that we have noticed in terms of accessing treatment for eating disorders.
Now, tell us a bit more about each of these key areas of concern. The first one was a request for a review of care offered at St. Paul's Hospital in Vancouver.
Right. St. Paul's Hospital in Vancouver is the provincial resource for eating disorders. It's a tertiary care center, and our members have noticed there are a number of problems with accessing care at St. Paul's. So that was one of the areas we were asking to be looked at to hopefully improve how that system works.
Now, Molly, the advocacy group also shared concerns about inaccessibility, unavailability, or inappropriateness of service in outlying communities. Tell us more about that.
In the communities, it depends on where you live as to what services that you have, but in general, I can say that it seems like there is a lack of public specialized eating disorder treatment providers or specialized programs for people with eating disorders like inpatient or residential or intensive outpatient. Some of the smaller communities, if we look at some of the places like Powell River or Terrace or Kitimat, they actually don't even have any specialized care. So if you take all of that in combination with lengthy waiting lists, it's really a challenge for some areas in the province to get the specialized care that they need.
You also identified the need for funding out of province or out of country treatment if required. Why is that important?
Sometimes the resources in our own province are not sufficient for what an individual with an eating disorder needs. And everybody with an eating disorder has their own individual needs, and sometimes those needs can't be met in the province. So that would be a point where they've exhausted the resources and they need to seek help elsewhere, whether it be out of province or out of country.
Molly, I'm wondering if you could just give us a sense of what's going to happen next. You've met with the minister. This discussion has occurred. What are the next steps?
We, as a result of that meeting, the minister has agreed to work with our group to help improve services, and we are actually meeting with some government officials to begin that process next week. So it's really exciting to be a part of that process.
Molly, thank you very much for taking the time to join us. It would be interesting for us to speak with you again down the road to see how this is all going to unfold.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Molly is a member of the advocacy group for adults with eating disorders in BC. She has been struggling with an eating disorder. If you need more information about eating disorders or need help yourself, contact the National Eating Disorder Information Center at 1-866-633-4220. That's 1-866-633-4220.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.